I want to thank two people who helped to coordinate this event. Mrs. Rivka Kornreich, who's our very, very loyal and dedicated and talented member of the staff in the office here in New York. I also want to thank Charlie Wallman, who was also very, very helpful. It's left to me to close the program, and I know that, as I knew Mr. Klein very well, he would close it this minute, because it's exactly an hour since we began on the minute, and I will not keep you long. I will just say, because it will be inappropriate for me to say nothing, that the name Eliezer is found twice in the Chumash. One we'll read in the next week, the week after. Elokei Avi Be'ezri Vayatilenu Mecherev Paro. Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. And for those who know Eli's life story, he was saved from the sword of Hitler. He never forgot it. He came to this country. I was not privileged to know his parents, as Rav Schechter apparently was, knew at least Rav Eli's mother. But one of my balabatim, Rabbi Freeman, is here today, and he told me that he did know Rav Eli's parents, and that his father was a teacher of Torah and a very humble man of short physical stature who was called the Kleiner Klein. I dare say that although our Rav Eli was of greater physical stature, he viewed himself as the Kleiner Klein with tremendous humility. So much so that as I conclude with the other reference to Eliezer in the Torah, Damesek Eliezer, Eliezer Eved Avram, who conducted a very extensive and successful shlichus, which preserved our people, described at great length in Parshas Chayesara twice, and consistently he refers to himself as Eved Avram Anochi. Name Eliezer is not there. Eved Avram. This was Rav Eli. He lived up to his biblical namesake. And Chazal put it, Damesek Eliezer was Dole Umashke Mitoras Rabo. In a somewhat different sense, Eli was the enabler that the Toras Rabo, the Rosh HaYeshiva, that their Torah got out there to so many Talmidim, Israeli and foreign alike, over so many years. He enabled this all to happen. Therefore, as someone who, as I said in my first remarks, knew him for over 50 years, his loss is very personal, very great. But as the previous speakers have noted, if we're able to take his legacy and carry it on, this will be an extension of his life, a testament to his life. As we conclude our remarks, traditionally, Tehei Nishmaso Tzerura B'Tzror HaChayim.